Got all that sleep, and after that he started to make tea. I was there when he had cabbage and mustard and turnip on that plantation. Right. And on that plantation with cabbage and butter. Man, if they come from up there, somewhere around up there. I don't know where he come from, but he come from up there from Mississippi, I knew. And he come there and made a crop for him. He was pork and potatoes, corn, and cabbage. Well, I used to go there and pick up a good man and say, oh, I'll go get you some cabbage for my dinner today. Go there and get those big crimson cabbage and walk over there and get them. They had plenty of them. He couldn't sell them, he would sell them, but half the time he couldn't sell them. So we stayed right up and said, I'm going to open up a place up there to clean the cabbage, a different thing. When he cleaned that water, and after he cleaned it, he run that place where he closed the door. Then they start making cheese. One running up the wire guy that there on it. Make a guy his boy making cheese. Now he don't do nothing but steal on his stove. Well, he's gonna kill little orders, you know. He don't do much, he just set it off. And I help him to raise some of them boys, all his boys there, put it up. All his boys there was raised right there. Peter and Robert. And one was there now, Peter. Hep took care of him, Robert, David, the one in the store, up there at a place where you buy a car that had raised him. But one day I'll never forget it. I never, the matter never went somewhere. So I said, Goof, you take care of the house. I said, all right, I'll take care of the children, you know. So I had a little clear the horse. I don't know where I got it from. He had eye like a glass. And that old horse used to do all kind of things. So I put, I believe it was Peter, yeah, Robert. No, it was Peter. I put Peter in the cart. I went to set the gate outside. And the old horse, he was so crazy, he went off. And I said, you know what this? I said, this horse went off there. I said, that little boy in that cart. I said, if you deliver him, what you got to take of this? So I said, I don't know what to do. He said, boy, stay in the cart. He said, all right. So he stayed, up in the cart. And I went. He shot the gate quick and come back. And the horse, he was left clearly, I can clear. I said, the horse said something. Well, I stayed there, delivered him, come back. My dog was all right when he come back, but I said, what's killed that day? I said, that horse went off. I said, that boy. I delivered him, I said, what? That man ain't no cow. But I stayed there with him. And after that, my son, he took, after the delivery, called me, he said, go up yourself. I would like for you to take over there. Yeah, I said, Slipper, I said, you wear too long to fool around here for fit me the yard. I said, nah, I done raised my family, bro. I said, all my boys big. I said, and you got a good size family. He said, yeah, you know what, thing? You could run this fast. I said, we so good, we could have with the gang I got. He had 9 or 10, I had 10. He said, we could run, we so good, could have run it fast. Anyway. He left, you know. Well, that was all like that was. Lived, and boy helped cut rice over there for him, and I don't know what myself, but I stayed there with him. Stayed there with him till I got so that I said, I could wait till yet, but my leg was kind of bad. This leg, they used to run a day for it. This leg got bad on myself. I said, Mr. Lippin, I can't run that day anymore. He said, oh yeah, you can. Can you come over there? Bro? I said, I can't make it. I said, this leg is full up, you know, right? But I could walk, but still, with what I could do by me pressing the brick and holding that little kid up there with that, that would damage my leg. But after that, I said, well, I can't run it. And he said, oh, all right, so he got some boy else. But none of them could run it like me. None of them could take care of business like me, because I would take care of everything, you know, when I would tell them what to do.